the Hinterhofkabuff 2018. The vineyard grows next to the Semiol vineyard, the one that goes to Epileptic Inspiration. Two-thirds of Epileptic Inspiration comes from that vineyard. It's in Elgin. The Riesling is planted on a really unique slope. It's very, very steep. It looks like the Mosel in Germany. The soil is sandstone. It's decomposed sandstone. Very rocky. Lots of rock. Sort of yellowish in color. So it's a bit of iron in the soil. It is a rugged terrain. The wind blows straight into that vineyard. So the vineyard struggles. It does not produce a lot of grapes. It's trellised on a stake, so on a pole. It's a super unique site. It's very little the crop, very concentrated. We do not aim for a German-style Riesling with this. We are in South Africa. We make wines that represent our climate and our terroir, if you want to call it that. And this is what the aim is for this vineyard. We taste it until it's ripe, and we pick it when it's ripe. In the past, we've combined this with another vineyard because we only get a barrel from this vineyard. So it was always 50-50, bush vine on a pole vineyard, and then right next to it, a trellised Riesling, which made out 50% of the blend. And it's all fermented in old French oak, stayed 1 year in barrel. The name of the Im Hinterhofkabuff was many years ago. I rented a little office on the farm where my winery is at now. And it was in a very old, dilapidated shed almost. And there was holes in the roof, and the whole place, half of the building was sort of collapsed. And there was this German magazine, Der Stern, that came out and do an interview with me. And when the article came out in the magazine, they wrote about this guy that lives in a Hinterhofkabuff. And it's a slang word for backyard shack. So in old Berlin, they had the main house where people lived, and then at the back, the Hinterhof, where the next family lived. And then they had the kabuff, like a backyard shack, where the very poor lived. So they were saying that I live in this Hinterhofkabuff. And yeah, and when I made this wine, I thought it's a German style wine. It's a Weisse Riesling, so I need a German name for it. So I named it the Hinterhofkabuff. And yes, the first vintage was 2012, which had a bit of sugar. And then the rest, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18 was dry versions. And it appears that the 19 is going to have a little bit of a RS, a residual sugar. So, but that's still early days. And yes, that's the Hinterhofkabuff.